The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to What We Said podcast, you guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for listening.
Boy, do we have an episode in store for you. Here's the thing.
I'm Chelsea. This is JC.
Oh, hey, I'm JC. We are very excited about today's episode because we love reading these stories. We're trying not to get repetitive with the like worst first dates, like cringiest, you know, stories. But first of all, you guys love them the most. Like we get the most messages about these kind of podcast episodes that we do because they're just so entertaining and so cringy. So we're like, you know what? We're not stopping anytime soon. We always want to switch it up on the podcast. We don't want to get repetitive, but at the same time, these stories are just too good to be true, so we have to just sprinkle them in, like, every so often.
Yeah. I love them.
Me too. And they're so fun to record, too.
Yeah.
So how we
I'm
do
nosy,
it...
I'm nosy, so I love them.
First of all, how we do it is you guys send us a bunch of emails, and Chelsea will read some. Like, she'll read, like, every other one, and then I'll read... She'll leave them read, so I know not to read them on the email, and then I'll read the other ones. So we don't ever know each other's stories, so it's, like, extra fun.
Yeah.
So good. So we're talking about the worst first kiss stories.
JC, what's your worst first kiss?
So
this could mean like first kiss, your first ever kiss, or your first kiss with a certain person.
Yeah.
Right?
It can mean either. My first kiss ever was not cute.
Who did you have your first kiss with? Just say
his name. Can we bleep out the name, Rob?
Oh my gosh. I literally completely forgot.
Same. It's so
I'm
weird.
Crying.
It's so
I
weird.
It was Kyle for sure.
Well, because here's the thing. Isn't it? It's so weird to me that.
Mine was Jason Webb. Shout out, Jason. Still friends with him.
Wait, I did not know that.
Yeah. I specifically remember I had braces. And he told Allie, or he told like one of my friends that he would kiss me after I got braces, and then
after you got braces,
after my braces were off.
Oh,
and I'm being like just heartbroken by that.
That's so rude.
I know. I think like I don't know if we did before I got my brace off. I think it might have been after. I don't remember honestly.
Were you like dating him?
Kind of.
What
I
the
think
heck?
So.
Why is this?
It was
like
on a tramp. It was on a trampoline.
Why is this
with
a
Allie
blur
and Justin
to me? A yeah. blur, a blur.
Sorry, just literally saying all the names.
That is so funny. No, my first kiss was just, it's weird. I swear I have like the worst memory in the world. Like, you know how I always tell you I cannot remember my childhood?
Yeah, that's so
stuff
sad.
Like that, which is like actually kind of sad.
But Daisy will literally be like, I do not remember my childhood. I'm like, okay, you can't picture yourself when you're like 7 or 8, like playing around. She's like, no, I have no recollection.
It's so weird. But the other thing I was going to say is that I can't really... It's weird. I can't picture my first kiss.
We were friends when you had your first kiss then.
Yeah.
What? Explain it. Tell us the story.
I just remember that we were like sit. It was in the car. And we were just sitting in the car. And I no joke, don't remember it. Like, I wish I could give you
Why
guys
am
specific.
I not remembering it?
I wish I could give you specific details. But I just remember it was in the car. And I was like, that was not great. And it was. The thing is that it was like. more than a peck, and it was like my first kiss ever. He wasn't, I don't, like, looking back, not sure that he was a great kisser. So it was just like, yeah, it was not cute.
Yeah.
Like, all around, it was just, I remember being like, ooh, I did not love that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, like, obsessed with him
after. You guys didn't date very long.
Which I feel like if you are obsessed with, or when you first kiss someone, you're like, so giddy. And I'm like, wait, I didn't really like him that much after. So that had to have meant that it wasn't that great.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah.
I literally completely forgot about that. I was for sure it was Kyle.
Yeah, no. Wait, yeah, that's so weird to think about.
Yeah.
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Okay, I think I was 15.
I was 15 too. Because
I was waiting. I was like trying so hard to wait till I was 16.
Same. Didn't do it.
But yeah, I didn't do it. Mostly because I liked Jason a lot. Like my freshman year, I had a big crush on him. So I don't know. I don't remember the chain of events. But I just remember like it being a thing where I was like, I don't know if he necessarily said thing about the braces or like they were joking or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if we dated or something, but
I have no recollection of that. And I feel like we were kind of friends. We weren't that good of friends
yet. I think it was a freshman.
Okay.
So I think it was like, I literally can't remember though. I think it was like end of freshman year.
Yeah.
And then I might have been 14, but I think I was 15.
Oh, so funny.
Anyways, I don't remember it being like bad though. I'm sure I was bad, but I don't think it was like a makeout or anything. So it wasn't like crazy.
Yeah. I just remember mine being like not great. Like, but I also, I don't remember being like horrifying. I just remember being like, yeah, that was less than thrilling. Like I wasn't super stoked on it. And I don't know. That's, I feel like, so your funny first kiss is so memorable. And like, it's weird that I can't even really remember it. But I just remember it not being that awesome.
Yeah. I think like your first kiss with who you end up is memorable.
Yeah, I agree.
But like when you're little.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember like the buildup is a lot. Like,
yes.
My first kiss.
Oh, yes. It's shocking.
Yeah.
Mine and Leif's first kiss was on a tramp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the place to kiss.
It's the place to do it. Okay. Well, we're getting right into it because we have so many stories and we just got to power through these and they're just so shocking. Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. So the title of this one on the email was First Kiss at Snot City.
Oh, heinous.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Before you gag and run to take a quick puke break, know that this story ends happily. Disclaimer, this is the condensed version, but some background needed to be added. I got asked out by a total dreamboat who was completely out of my league to the point where when I told my roommates that he asked me on a date, one of them replied, wait, he asked you on a date? Rude, but also my thoughts exactly. After about a month of going on dates, he hadn't made any moves on me besides holding my hand while ice skating, which doesn't even count. But it was apparent that both of us really liked each other and wanted to make things official. He made plans for us to go see the lights at Temple Square. If you are not familiar, it is an area around the Salt Lake City Temple that is the hub for cute winter dates and winter proposals. Yes, it is. At the end of the date, we decided to talk on a bench while we waited for the train back to our apartments to arrive. It was very apparent that he was very nervous, and I could sense to some extent what would happen next. In short, he took my hand and told me that he didn't want to date anyone but me and asked me to be his girlfriend. I was so excited and, of course, agreed. This is where things go downhill. He went in for a kiss, but full on open mouth. I had only kissed one other guy before him, so I wasn't sure what to do. So basically, we just made out in the cold on this wet bench. After a confusing routine of mouth movements, he pulled away, leaving a huge puddle of snot on my cheek. But he didn't notice. I was so disgusted, but all I could think was, he's my boyfriend now, so no going back now.
Oh my gosh.
He went in for a second time and left even more snot resting on my face. I didn't want to embarrass him by making a big deal of wiping my face free of the slimy substance because he was so obviously nervous. So I waited until we walked away so he wouldn't see me. The rest of the night, I was trying to hold in the laughter after what had happened. Luckily, I decided that he was more than just a snotty kisser and that circumstances of cold weather was breeding ground for a snot fest. We laugh about it to this day and we are planning to get married in November.
Aww.
Let this be a reminder that bad kissers can always improve. XOXOM.
It's true. Just give bad kissers a chance. You got to teach them.
Here's the thing.
If someone's a bad kisser, though.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's like, how do you become a good kisser? Just like practice? Because it's like, how are some people so bad? How can you be so bad?
You're just oblivious. Maybe you just never seen movies. Because it's like, people are kissing all the time.
Right.
Who goes into it open mouth?
And if anything, so many of these stories are like,
when in doubt, keep your mouth closed and just pucker a little bit. And like, if the other person knows what they're doing, then whatever. But
right.
Like, what? Yeah, it's disgusting when they go for an open mouth.
I can't. And that was so many of these stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was 15 when I had my first kiss. It was at a park. I was hanging out with my two best friends and this guy that I had a huge crush on. He was that angsty bad boy emo kid that at the time I thought was so hot. Been there. Is that my junior high boyfriend? And I wanted to be his emo GF because I was that type of girl in high school. Honestly, he was pretty ugly. And on top of that, he was a total douche. Wow. Okay. We're going in hard. He never asked me to be his girlfriend, would openly talk about other girls he had sex with before he'd come hang out with me, and expect me to fight other girls for him. And years later, when I was in a healthy relationship, he'd come over, text me while we were in the same room, asking me to be his girlfriend, and tried telling me I was in love with him. I was in love with him because he was my first kiss. So that was like, you know, in the future. Anyways, back to the park. My two friends left to go to one of their houses to go to the bathroom. And so boy and I were left alone at the park. A few minutes go by and he gets a call from his mom saying he has to go home for dinner. So he leaves. So before he leaves, he grabs me by the butt, pulls me to him and kisses me. Then instant make out mode. No time for me to process that the guy I like just touched my butt and kissed me. Well, he pulls away and he's like, well, that was bad, but don't worry, you'll get better. Then he just leaves. I start bawling. I mean, who says that? It was my first kiss and he knew it. My feelings were so hurt and I knew I shouldn't have kissed him. He was such a douche. So I called my girlfriends up, asked them to hurry back while very loudly sobbing, sitting on a picnic table. They're freaking out, making sure he didn't rape me or touch me like good girlfriends do. Then we go back to one of their houses, watch horror movies like nothing happened. Love you ladies, and your podcast listening always brightens up my day. Hope you're having a great day.
Grabs her by the butt.
And then says,
well, that was bad. Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah.
Why are girls so attracted to guys like that?
Just like literally the worst.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. We should ask Hannah. Just kidding.
Going back to the Bachelorette. Okay. This is not my first kiss, but it is my first kiss. LOL. So it's eighth grade and my boyfriend had been begging me to make out with him for a while. We had a lot of innocent pecks, but nothing more than that. I was always telling him I wanted to make out too, but we can't at school, and that's literally the only time we see each other. Well, my parents went out of town for the day, and I was stuck at home babysitting my siblings. I spent all day on the phone with my boyfriend, and somehow I let him convince me to sneak over to my house to make out. Let me tell you, this kid was dedicated. Because we were only in eighth grade, he rode his bike.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, rode his bike across town, literally 10 miles, just to make out with him. 10 miles.
Oh my gosh.
He got to my house and tried to convince me to let him in, but I refused and took him to our side yard. He didn't waste any time and immediately started kissing me. We made out for all of 10 seconds before I threw up because I was so nervous about him sneaking over while my parents were gone just to make out on my side yard. I told him I ate something bad and made him leave right away. Yes, after a 10-second make out and maybe 3 minutes of talking, I sent him back on his 10-mile journey.
Oh.
With puke on his shoes. I was shaking from nerves for the rest of the night, and I couldn't even look my parents in the face when they got home. Later down the road, that guy and I were still friends, and we ended up telling my parents the story. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't get nervous all over again, but thankfully no vomit that time.
Oh my gosh. Good on him, man.
Oh my gosh. Rides his bike for 10 miles.
That's a true boy going through puberty right there.
It's like all those Twitter memes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm home alone. They like make anything happen.
Literally.
Okay, so a little backstory. I was 14 at the time and hadn't had my first kiss yet. One night, one of the neighbor boys that I had a crush on for years asked if I wanted to go get shakes at Sonic. Side note, we both had braces at the time. His mom drove us down, and being the dumb A I was, I got she literally didn't spell it out. She just put a dumb A. I got a double Oreo shake. Mind you, I had a mouthful of braces, so of course there was Oreo stuck all up in my braces for the rest of the night. We hung out for a little at his house, and when it was time for me to go, he walked me home because we lived so close to each other. Right then, he decided to lean in and give me a kiss. I was caught off guard, and I also had no idea what I was doing, so in some series of unfortunate events, our braces somehow locked together. We tried to get them undone, but we literally could not. So what we decided was best to do was walk to my house with our braces still locked together, hoping my parents could help us out. You can imagine the shock on my dad's face when his youngest daughter comes walking in with her mouth locked to the neighbor boy's braces. To make a long story short, my dad got his wire cutters, cut our braces apart, and I didn't kiss that neighbor boy ever again. R.I.P. Love you guys.
I am so shocked when people can get their braces stuck together.
I know. What are you doing?
How that, like, what part can get stuck?
Like, you'd have to be so passionate.
Or it just would have to be, like, the absolute wrong angle. Like some just so literally, as she said, unfortunate events. Like literally just, I'm trying to remember braces.
I know.
Like so the, how would the wires get caught?
Yeah.
Wowza. That's why you got to get braces as soon as you can. As young as you can.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, ladies, here is my first kiss story. In high school, I was not allowed to date, but of course, I still had my high school boyfriends. Well, since I was not allowed to go on dates, me and my sophomore year boyfriend would just hang out at school in the mornings before class started and afterwards. One day before class, I was standing in the hall outside of my math room. Mind you, my math teacher was old as can be and actually so mean. So naturally, I didn't want to run into him with my hotter than hot, or so I thought, lol.
I'm dead.
Boyfriend, because how awkward would that have been? Anyways, me and my boyfriend were chatting and all of a sudden he leans in. This is my first kiss and I was freaking out. No number of Chicken Soup for the Soul or American Girl books could prepare me for this moment. My boyfriend leans in and I kid you not, sticks his entire tongue down my throat. Starts moving it all around and touches my butt. At first when I read that, I was like, with the tongue. I'm shook. But she meant obviously just like with his hand. She said, what in the world? Not only
touches her butt with his tongue. I'm crying.
Not only did I cough into his mouth and swat his hands away, boy, bye, but I look up and there's my math teacher staring right at me. If it wasn't bad enough that I literally choked on my boyfriend's tongue, but my mean math teacher for sure thought I was some sort of high school kid who makes out with every boy in sight. Little did he know that was the first and last time me and my now ex-boyfriend ever kissed, because I just couldn't bear going through that heinousness again. Love your podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Here is the thing.
Ew, creepy teacher.
These things don't, like, when I was reading that, I'm like, oh, that's awkward, like, her teacher. But I'm like, if you were in high school and, like, your mean teacher that you didn't like saw you have your first kiss, like, you would just be so mortified.
It adds to the, like, horror.
It's so heinous.
Yeah.
And not to mention,
especially if it's a teacher that would, like, tease you or say something about
it. Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, gosh.
Also, why do you think it is okay to stick your throat or your tongue down someone's throat?
Yeah. Okay.
That was so
many of
these.
Another thing. Don't kiss at school. I don't care who you are. Do not kiss at school. No one wants to see it. No one cares.
Especially when they just make out in the
hallways. You will see each other later. There is no point. Like, literally zip up your pants. Like, don't be that person. It infuriates me. It infuriates me so much. When I had my boyfriend in high school, we did not kiss at school one time because I was like, if you try.
I remember to kiss that me at you school, were so against that.
Yeah. I just couldn't handle it.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
So it don't really be is that bad. Person. Well, it's like
fine. Like, I get like a peck.
Yeah,
or
peck
something.
Here or there. It's like your high school BF, whatever. Yeah. But like, you know those people who would like plan to go to the bathroom and make out in the halls?
Make out.
I'm like, is that really necessary?
Like, making out at school, is it the adrenaline rush of someone seeing you? Like,
right.
Or, like, sneaking around? Just nothing.
Yeah, what's the draw there? Yeah. Very confused.
Okay. This story is about one of my best friends that actually happened on the same night of my first kiss, but hers takes the cake. My friends and I were all in the same junior prom group with a group of boys that had all asked us out. We were all super excited except this one friend who had been asked by one of the guys who had a major crush on her but that she didn't really want anything to do with except for as a friend. We told her not to worry because he was a nice guy and that we'd all be together the whole night anyways. Well, we get back to one of the guys' house to hang out after the dance and these sneaky, horny teenage boys decided that it would be fun to all go outside and hang out on the trampoline in the backyard. The tramp.
The tramp, you know what's happening on the tramp.
Yes, you heard that right. All the boys lured us into their trap and before I knew it, I was squished between two football players because the weight was not evenly distributed. Yeah, that's the trampoline trick. They get you on there because you can't like roll away because you're like, just rolled
you
into
just
the center.
You just have to be like stuffed together.
Yeah. Not cute. Anyways, slowly everyone's curfew started to get closer and closer. So one by one, people were heading out. My friend is super nervous because this was the first time the whole night that they had been alone. And she had been forced to cuddle with this boy after we had reassured her that it would be fine. Yes, I know. Looking back, I feel bad for not helping a girl out, but I was a selfish 16-year-old girl. You know that.
You know that exact situation.
We're your friend the amount of times I have been that friend that one of my other friends like is with a boy and I'm just happened to I have to go and like be her wing woman and then I'm like, oh my gosh, get me out of here.
Huh? Me in Utah, not gonna name names. Not going to name names.
That was kind of for both of us.
Yeah,
though.
We were both not. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but your situation was worse.
My situation was that. It was like being forced to, like.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, it's like you look back and you obviously don't have to cuddle with them. But, like, in the moment, you just, like, you almost feel that you owe it to them. Oh. Which, girls.
Owe it to them. You don't owe them nothing.
You don't owe them nothing, honey. But in that moment, ooh.
Yeah. I literally can't. Well, I'm thinking about two friends in specific, and I already know you know what two friends I'm talking about that had boyfriends upon boyfriends. And I would go, and I'm like, oh, just hanging out. And I'm like, you know, the friend that's tagging along. And then she's dating the boy. And so they go off.
Right.
I don't even know where they go.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm alone with the other boy or with whoever else is there, multiple people. And I'm just like,
neat. Well, and also, it's like she said, you're like, looking back, you should have helped your friend, but you're too selfish at the time.
Well, yeah, I've also been in the situation where I'm with my boyfriend. I'm like, bye.
Exactly.
You're just like hoping that they're like, you'll be fine. Yeah. And then they're just dying.
Oh, that kills me.
The ride over to her house was fine. They were able to talk about music and the weather enough to make it through the 15-minute car ride. But being a gentleman, when they got to her house, he goes to walk her to the door. This is where things get especially interesting. They get up to the door and he gives her a hug, saying, I had a great time with you tonight. She exhales because she thinks she's in the clear, but as soon as they pull away, he goes in for the kill. She freaks out and turns her cheek to avoid a mouth-to-mouth.
Thank you, this.
A mouth-to-mouth situation, and thinks that maybe he'll just kiss her on the cheek. But he also freaks out and turns his cheek the same way.
You're?
Yes, at this point, they are standing there cheek to cheek. It gets worse. He starts swaying. I can't. He starts swaying back and forth like they are dancing or something. They are standing there for a good 30 seconds just swaying back and forth cheek to cheek.
Why are they doing that? He's pretending like he's dancing with her to get away from her?
I don't know. Finally, she pulls away with the fastest goodnight ever and runs into her house, leaving this poor 16-year-old guy in the dust after thinking he was finally going to kiss a girl, only to be left with a cheek-to-cheek sway.
I guess this isn't
actually a first kiss story since they never locked lips, but it was too good to not get out in the open. Luckily, a year later, she had her first kiss with a really cute guy that she really liked and redeemed herself from this horribly awkward situation. Thanks for tuning in to my friend's worst nightmare. I love your podcast, and thank you, girls, are the funniest people ever. Aw, thanks.
Wow.
I am just dying at the swaying.
The swaying. I cannot even imagine the horror.
Because it's like when you get into an awkward position, you're trying to dig out of it as fast as possible, and you're trying to do it in the least awkward way possible, but there's no way to do it. Like, in order to get out of an awkward situation, you have to do something awkward.
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about deodorant, shall we? And let's also talk about the importance of using deodorant that is made of good ingredients. So I am here to share the brand Native with you guys, and I'm very excited about it because I actually have this product and I've had it for a while, and it's one of my favorite deodorants. I personally have the coconut and vanilla scent, and it smells heavenly. So Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, sulfates, and all that nasty stuff. It is filled with ingredients from nature like coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. And they also do not test on animals, which is awesome. So Native has over 7,000 five-star reviews. So this stuff actually works. I think my favorite part of it, honestly, is that it feels like a normal deodorant. I've used some natural deodorant that is really just oily or kind of has an interesting texture or consistency to it, but Native goes on really smooth and nice, and it smells delicious, like I said. So I do have the coconut and vanilla, like I mentioned, which is the most popular scent that they sell, actually, but they also have a variety of different scents, including lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. Another great thing is that they offer free returns or exchanges, so there literally is no risk if you want to try it out. As always, we have a discount for you, our special, beautiful listeners. So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com/whatwesaid and use the code whatwesaid at checkout. Again, that is nativedeodorant.com/whatwesaid and use the code whatwesaid at checkout for 20% off your first order. Cannot wait for you guys to try it. If you do try it out, definitely DM us and let us know how you like it.
Okay,
So this was not my first kiss ever, but just my first kiss with this particular guy. Okay, let me set the scene. We will call this guy Timmy. Timmy and I met at a bonfire that I went to with another boy. Timmy started talking to me and the conversation went pretty well, I'd say. He had recently got off a mission, moved to Utah, and was now attending the same college as me. Timmy was really nice and I figured he'd be a great friend later down the road. That night I got home and he even texted me that it was really nice talking to me and that he was glad he met me. I responded with a similar message and was excited about the new friend I had made. Here's the thing, girl. You gotta take the signs. If a guy texts you that, he ain't just your friend.
Yeah. I always get confused and people are like, oh, we're just friends. And I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're absolutely not.
Yeah, people are like, oh yeah, he was just a good friend. I'm like,
okay, here's the here I have a question, a series of questions for you. Number one, is he gay? If he's not, he likes you.
Or he's not like him.
Yeah, or you like him. But like nobody is gonna really waste their time with somebody, like, especially if they're like picking that person over the person that they're like seeing or something. It's like, have you seen movies?
Right. Have you seen movies as if that's all truth? Well, because I can kind of picture like a few guy friends I have they were actually just a friend, but I'm like,
but talking about best guy friends where it's like.
Yeah, but well, I was even going to say, even with like my guy friends who I'm like, no, they were just a friend. It's like, I feel like at some point one of us had a crush on one of the other, like at some point for just a second, at least. Okay, anyway, the very next day, Timmy had been texting me here and there, and I asked if he wanted to go to Walmart with me to get stuff to make a cheesecake for my roommate's birthday. He said he'd be there in 5 minutes. He ain't messing around. Long story short, we go to Walmart, and then I decide to go to his apartment to make this cheesecake so my roommate would not see. We get there, and he's writing a card for his mom. Wait, what? We get there, and he's writing a card for his mom, and I'm making this cheesecake still thinking that we were just friends, considering I was talking to another boy and had just kissed him hours before. So the cheesecake goes in the oven and he turns on the office. As we are watching, he begins to put his hands on my thigh and I do not reciprocate. I was like, what the heck? Then thankfully, at that moment, the timer goes off. So I stand up to get the cheesecake and take it out of the oven and put it in the fridge to cool. I then say, hey, why don't we put your groceries away? And he responds with, or you could just kiss me.
And
pulls me so fast and begins shoving his tongue down my throat. Gross. I had slobber all over my face and I honestly did not even feel his lips once, just his tongue. I began pushing him off of me and he sinks his teeth into my lips, causing me to bleed and have a sore that literally lasted me an entire week. It was the grossest kiss I'd ever experienced. I grabbed my stuff and told him to take me home, and to this day I have not spoken to him. I even made sure to switch out of his institute class the very next day. I later found out that I was his first kiss ever, so I'll cut him a little slack, but I mean, come on. Moral of the story, kiss with your lips, not your tongue, and make sure the person you are kissing is on the same page as you are at the end.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The thing.
I'm here to say that's going to be a no for me.
Yeah.
Do not say, maybe you should just kiss me.
Yeah.
And then grab her and kiss her.
This is
maybe
not...
that would be hot if you like were both very much on the same page.
Yeah.
But like you're clearly not. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The tongue, the bite. I'm like,
so I feel for her.
Every part of that is so heinous.
It's just a girl's worst nightmare, to be quite honest. When it's not like, okay, here's the thing. When it's not like so obvious and like you really feel like, okay, I gotta get out of the situation where it's like, well, maybe it'll be fine. Those are the worst situations to be.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like over dramatic.
Right.
Like, I've got to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to be there. So you're like trying to find a nice way to like be like, okay, no, like you don't. And here's the thing that guys always, they're like, I want honesty. It's like, okay, well then as soon as I'm like, I don't like you like that. They're like, well, you're a B word. It's like, you led me on. It's like, no,
I tried.
I don't like you.
I tried.
Like, what do you want from us?
Well, and I'm confused as to why, like, a guy puts his hand on her thigh and she does not reciprocate. It's
yeah.
Like, that's your cue.
Yeah.
You need nothing
ain't nervous.
Else.
She's repulsed.
You need nothing else.
Yeah.
That's all you needed. She did not. If a girl, if you put your hand on her thigh and then she, like, grabs your hand or, like, cuddles into you, it's like, cool.
Yeah.
Green light. If not, back away.
Yeah. back off. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's the thing of like if you're friends with the opposite sex and you're both interested in the opposite sex, it's kind of like, yeah, you could be hanging out as friends, nothing could happen. But like you said, at one time, one person likes it, like them
right.
or the other.
Right.
Maybe you're like, no, because you don't like them, but they probably like
do.
You.
Yes, 100% agree.
Not to say you can't have good friends of the opposite sex, but Just watch out. Okay, my junior high boyfriend and I went out to Olive Garden, and when he leaned in for a kiss outside while it was raining, which you think would be, make it heart-eye worthy, but as he leaned in to kiss me, he let out the biggest garlic bread stick burp into my mouth. I then proceeded to let out a dry heave cough, causing me to drop my container of leftover spaghetti all over his shoes. He quickly pecked me afterwards, but unfortunately, I'm scarred from the breadstick breath straight down my throat. Young love, LOL.
Okay.
Garlic. No.
There were a few people that said that a guy burped into their mouth. There was one girl who said she started kissing someone and he burped into her mouth, and then he was like, like
he, the face you just made. Like the sneaky smile.
So he was like, he did it on purpose. Like she was like,
that's his thing. That's
his kink. She's like, did you just burp in my mouth? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, that's gonna be a no.
Oh,
isn't that like, I'm just like,
keep your bodily gases away from my mouth at all times. I'm not into that.
That is, like, even obviously, it's like, even if you've been dating for a million years, even if Leif burped into my mouth, I would slap him.
If Nick burped into my mouth, I don't even know what I would do.
Gosh. It's horrible. Okay. Especially with the garlic. And then the spaghetti falling on his shoes to really kick it off or top it off. Okay.
Kick it off.
Hi, babes. I have had quite a few bad experiences with guys and first kisses, but this one I'm about to tell you is definitely the worst. Okay, so when I was in high school, I started talking to this guy and I thought he was super cute and funny. Well, I was over at his house watching a movie one night and we got pretty cozy and I knew the kiss was coming. All of a sudden, he looks at me, then licks the whole side of my face. No joke, full on licks the side of my face. I was shook. So I laughed and said, are you a cat? He says, yes, meow. And proceeded to do it again. As you might have guessed, I quickly left right after that and never spoke to him again. I love the podcast so much and can't wait for what you guys bring this year. Love you, Katie.
Okay, here's the thing.
Katie, thank you for telling your story. You are brave.
Thank you for being brave.
That is
disgusting.
Are you a cat? He's like, yes, meow.
I'm like, okay, here's all the things about the most cringy part of all of these stories. It's like, it's the first kiss. So it's like, okay, even when you're married, it's like, oh, that's just kind of funny. Like,
right.
You're being freaking weird.
Yeah.
But this when it's the first kiss, tone it down. Keep it to a peck. Maybe a little like moving around of the lips, but just leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
You don't go on with the tongue. Keep your tongue in your mouth the first kiss.
Boys and girls.
Couple kiss. Yeah. Girls included. Okay. I just need to get that out there for you guys.
Yeah.
Heinous. I was 14 and had a major crush on a boy named Thomas. Thomas invited me to go night skiing, but he actually invited me for his friend Tyler, and Thomas took his own crush.
Wait.
Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Wait, hold on. What?
She likes Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas invites her to go night skiing.
Yeah.
But he actually invites her to go for with his friend, and he brings his crush. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It's happened to me one time. But it was like a boy I had actually dated. And like still was like saying that he liked me. And then like literally set me up on a double date with him and this like girl. And then proceeded to flirt with me after the date.
Okay.
I'm like,
no.
Excuse me.
Yeah. He's like, want to go on this date? And you're just like hard eyes. And then he's like, with my friend? You're like,
cool. Yeah. Okay. Anyways. So Tyler made me ride the ski lift with him. So Tyler's the one that she's set up with.
Okay.
Not the one she likes.
Right.
Tyler made me ride the ski lift with him every single time we rode the lift so he could put his arms around me. Uh-huh. Then Tyler's mom came and picked us up, and Tyler made Thomas sit in the front with his own mother so he could sit by me and hold my hand the whole entire way home.
No.
With his mom in the front seat. Then when I got out, he got out with me and kissed me with his mom 100% watching. I texted him that night and told him I did not like him and to never tell a soul about what happened. You guys are awesome. Keep it up.
Okay, this boy has a lot of nerve.
Yeah,
he has,
really.
He is no shame.
Yeah. And there's and there really is like, if you like someone else there and they're like
coming on to you, you're like, no.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not wanting you. Have you seen that meme? And it's like when you go hang out with your boyfriend's friends and you realize you got the ugliest one.
No.
Her face just like gets so sad. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hi, JC and Chelsea. So my first kiss story is very cringe and weird. Let's get into it. Every year, my family takes a trip to the beach where my sister and I each get to bring a friend. I was about 15 and my best friend and I each had never had our first kiss. We were really hunting for boys all week at the beach. Our last night, we were running down the boardwalk because it started pouring rain. We were each soaking wet and two boys our age started running with us. Honestly, we loved the attention, so we ran into the nearest hotel and all hung out until the rain stopped. Once it stopped raining, we were all on the beach and each guy kissed us, then asked to switch, and we agreed. Yes, we are dumb. So our first kiss ended up in two, which was the beginning of a very crazy summer. Isn't that so odd? Like, number one, there's like, now let's switch. It's like, what an odd thing to say.
Who said that?
The boys. The boys are like, now let's switch.
And the girls did it.
And she's like, yeah, we're dumb. But also, it's like kind of monumental, like kind of a, you know, fun way to start your first kiss journey.
Yeah, literally.
But I'm like,
okay.
Like, you kiss the same guy, like your Eskimo sisters, like your BFF. Kind of fun.
Yeah, kind of fun, especially if you don't like either of them.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Mine was Jake Paul.
You are lying.
He asked me if I had any gum, so I went to get some out of my purse. But then he grabbed me by the face and took mine out of my mouth with his tongue. Then he goes, it's still minty, and walked away, and that was the last I've ever heard of him. From him.
I'm so sorry. We need more details. Yeah. We need more context. Like, does she know him, or it's just, like, what? Who is Jake Paul to her?
I have no clue. She put Jake Paul in capital letters, so I'm assuming it's the Jake Paul we know and love.
Know and love. I'm crying. That is... Wowza.
I mean, it sounds like a very Jake Paul thing to do.
Oh, it really does. It sounds legit. Wow. I'm
sure.
Okay. I can't with this. Okay. He held up a stuffed animal polar bear and made me kiss it. So I did. LOL, what even? Then he goes, now get ready for the real thing. And I got a smushed mouth full of braces jammed into my lips. My eighth grade self never wanted to experience the real thing ever again, if that was it. Thing.
The polar bear, I cannot.
Holds up the polar bear.
No.
Kiss it. And then she's like, and she does. Like, excuse me. Oh. Trying to be smooth, though.
Yeah. Okay. This is my last one. I was 15 and boys had just started finding interest in me. Oh, what a time. I was completely head over heels for a boy younger than me, but tried to not show him much interest because, ew, he was 14 and no one wants to be a cougar. LOL. Yeah, why is this such a bigger deal when you're like, if you're 15 and they're 14, it's like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Especially if it's a, like, you're the girl and you're older.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We decided we, but it's 2019.
That's right. Love whoever you want,
unless they're a minor and you're not.
Yeah.
We decided we would meet up and hang out at a 4th of July celebration that our small town always puts on for the first Saturday of July. I was super excited to see him again and had talked to a friend about how cute it would be to have my first kiss under the fireworks that would be let off that night. The friend and me met up with the boy, and she began whispering in his ear, telling him about how I wanted my first kiss under the fireworks. What a good
so
friend.
So classic. So classic.
Like, setting it up for you.
Yes.
The young boy. The young boy and me walking around and talked for a couple of hours till the fireworks started. We even walked to a close Maverick and got hot chocolate. That's a gas station, for those of you who don't live in Utah. I found my best friend, her family, and actually her boyfriend at the time. We plopped down next to them and managed to spill our hot chocolate. I was already nervous and that just added to the anxiousness, but I was going to follow through and still kiss him. The fireworks started and we began to point to our favorites. I turned my head and looked at him while leaning in. I was fully expecting like a little romantic peck, but no. The sweet little 14-year-old boy, he full-on made out with my face like he was a suckerfish. I wasn't expecting the tongue and spit swapping. Luckily, we stopped and enjoyed the rest of the fireworks. When they were done, he walked me to go meet my mom to pick me up. Throughout the process, he tried to push me against walls and kiss me again. I was mortified, LOL. We finally got to where my mom was parked and we gave each other a hug. When I pulled away, he tried to kiss me again in front of my mom. I hopped in the car with my mom and she said, it looked like he was trying to kiss you. And me being the freaked out 15-year-old, I blurted out, he already did, mom, and it was disgusting and I'm not doing it again. Long story short, I did it again, and I'm a proud cougar to my now husband. Our 2-year anniversary is in November, and we laugh about it for years.
You are lying.
That's so cute.
Wait, how old was she?
She was 15, and he was 14.
Okay. Okay, good. So it's on a huge age gap. That is so funny.
Yeah.
It shocks me when they marry them.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
A suckerfish. I can't with the suckerfish analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last one. So this is a cringy kiss story. Not a first kiss, but a very cringy one, so I had to share. I had been dating this guy for a couple weeks. Honestly, wasn't that into him, but my mom and friends were saying that I need to give him a chance, which later I regretted.
Don't listen to them.
Yeah. He was a really nice guy. We had similar friends. I was too nice to say no because he asked at the park with all of his friends and family with big signs asking me to be his girlfriend.
How old was he?
I don't know. It never says. So I decided to date him and see where it could go.
That's cringy.
Anyways, that in and of itself tells me exactly who he is. Yeah. Gets his friends and family to hold up signs to ask her to be his girlfriend. Not to marry him.
No, girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Okay.
I would die.
Anyways, it was Halloween night. We decided to go hang out that night. We were seniors in high school. Okay. That makes it almost worse.
Yeah.
In high school.
It's like maybe prom.
Yeah, like would have been cute if it was prom. Okay. We were seniors in high school and were hanging out with a group of friends. Eventually, we got broke off from the group and were at a park. We were sitting there on the park bench, same park that he asked me to be his girlfriend, and he pulled me on his lap. It was kind of awkward because we were in public and I was sitting on his lap. Anyway, we started kissing. He literally only used tongue the whole time. We never were really alone, so it was pretty much our first makeout. It was very uncomfortable. Afterwards, we were walking back and he looks down and says, "Wait, what is that red mark?" My heart dropped. I looked down and I had started my period and got it all over his leg.
Oh.
I literally went pale and felt so embarrassed. I bled on this guy who I'd been dating for only 2 weeks. He was pretty nice about it, luckily, but the blood never fully came out. Next week at school, he decided to wear the same pants. When he was walking around, you could see a faint blood color on his pant leg. We didn't date too much longer, but the breakup was very dramatic for dating only 1.5 months. I don't think I've ever seen a guy be that emotional, then turn around the next day and say to me, "I hope you get hit by a train." Anyway, I have not seen him since high school and life has been great. That is my awkward kiss, a cringy boyfriend story. I love your podcast so much. It seriously gets me through my hour-long drives to school in the morning. You girls are seriously the best. Love you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, I have a pro tip for everybody.
Okay, what is it?
Do you know how to get blood out of something?
I don't think so.
You get ice. Well, this is
like cold water?
You get just ice.
Okay.
I get ice, like a cube of ice, and I just like dab it or rub it on top of the stain. Because one time Sophie bled on my like white bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And or you get like a very thin cloth or paper towel and like wrap it in ice, but you mm-hmm. just dab it with like ice,
really,
and then rinse it out and just keep dabbing it, and it literally comes completely out.
Wow.
You just don't want to like cook the blood, basically. So if you wash it and like then it gets and you dry it, it gets hot, it like cooks the blood into
ew.
The thing.
Okay, ew.
So if you freeze it, it like comes out.
Wow, interesting.
Use ice.
Love the pro tip. But yeah, everything about this story, like him asking you to be his girlfriend with the signs, first no,
at least then, he was sweet about it.
Yeah, at least he's sweet. But then he's obviously a psycho because he told her the next day after she broke up with him that he hoped that she got hit by a train.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That's what we were saying. There are certain boys that are like that where they act so obsessed.
And then the second you reject them, they're like, "I don't like you anyway."
Like, "I don't care. You're freaking ugly." It's like, what? Then why are we obsessed with me? I'm confused. Yeah.
Wowza. Well, you guys.
What an episode.
What an episode. Thank you so much for sending in these stories. You guys never disappoint.
No, you really don't.
You guys come through. And like, we have so many other stories. So it's just like, what do we do?
If you guys have ideas for other kinds of stories that you want to hear, because we like the date ones. We like dating, anything that has to do with that is always funny because it's awkward no matter what. But if you guys have any other things that you want to hear, let us know on our Instagram or email us at hello@whatwesaidpodcast.
Yes, we would love the feedback. You guys should definitely follow us on Instagram. Our podcast Instagram is @whatwesaidpodcast, and it's just really fun. We're getting a vibe going on there, and it's really fun. So you guys should check it out. And also, it's just fun to be more involved. You can get more involved mm-hmm. that way. Also, if you want to be extra, extra nice, you can give us a rating and review on the podcast app. Takes 2 seconds. Just, we appreciate the feedback. So
thanks a lot for doing that ahead of time.
Thanks in advance because we know you guys are obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next week.
And
that's what we said. Goodbye.